Hi, Larry Mueller here. I have an interesting statistic for you. Every household in Wisconsin would need to be taxed an additional $640 per year to replace the revenue tourism generates. We're going to be talking about tourism and fall activities today with our Wisconsin Tourism Secretary, Stephanie Klett. She's head of that department since 2011, and before that was one of the original hosts of Discover Wisconsin. She has some great ideas for fun things to do in Wisconsin this fall. It's always fun to have her with us. And hope you'll join in. What's your favorite fall activities? What fall festival would you like to recommend, and what's special about it? I hope you'll join in. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page titled The Larry Mueller Show. We'd love to see some photos of your favorite fall activity. That'd be great as well. Post them up on our Facebook page. Secretary Klett, welcome. Thank you so much for taking time to be with us.
Larry, I'm so excited to be on your show. I'm a big fan.
Well, I tell you what, it's always fun to talk with you. And I tell you what, the tourism industry is pretty important in Wisconsin.
It really is. And, you know, it's important in many ways. One of them is economically. It's a $19.3 billion industry in our state, employing 191,000 people full-time. So that's a pretty big part of Wisconsin's economy.
Yeah. Is there something that you think the average Wisconsinite doesn't know about tourism in the state?
Oh, my gosh. You know, that's a whole other show. But I think with tourism in Wisconsin, one, the economic benefit, I think people are always surprised to hear about that aspect of it. But, you know, one of the things that is surprising is a new study that came out from Longwoods International, and it's about the halo effect. So what happens when someone from another state watches Wisconsin tourism ads, you know, whether it's online, television, hears them on radio, and then they actually visit and they have a great time? There's a halo effect. And that halo effect is now they look at Wisconsin as a place they want to retire, maybe a place they want to go to school, start a business. So it's got this whole halo effect. So in that aspect, tourism is really important because it's about the fabric of your life. You know, people want to work in a good state, but what fun of it? Fun is it to work in a state that you're like, oh, there's nothing really to do here. And so the halo effect is something I think people are surprised to learn.
And you mentioned radio and television advertising, and that's a venue the Department of Tourism uses to promote Wisconsin, and you do other things as well.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. In fact, we do everything. I was just in Chicago. We wrapped the L train in all Wisconsin, you know, motifs. We took their downtown bus stops and transform them into little Camp Wisconsin. So while you're waiting for the bus, you would be in what looked like a Northwoods cabin, and you could push different buttons that would tell you what's going on in Wisconsin that weekend. My all-time favorite that we did, well, there's a few of them, but is we took that double-decker red bus in downtown Chicago that gives folks from around the world the architectural tour of Illinois, of Chicago. Well, we wrapped it into a two-story bus where it looks like people are hanging out, and it says on it, Wisconsin, travelwisconsin.com. So everywhere on this bus, everything is, you know, Wisconsin, 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 even the seat covers, but you're actually taking an architectural tour of Chicago.
Well, you know, like, certainly Chicago is a place you would target. What areas of the country are targeted?
That's a good question. And we really do target our eight Midwest states because that's where 83% of our visitors to Wisconsin come from. We do some international marketing, especially in Canada, the United Kingdom, Germany, and Japan. Those are very big markets for us. And the rest, of course, with going online and the World Wide Web, it's easier now to get an international audience. But you would have loved, Larry, what we did this past weekend in Chicago, because the Badger game and Packer game were on. We did the first ever Wisconsin weekend. So there is a supper club now in downtown Chicago. And, of course, that's our big ad that's been running the last several months.
Yeah.
It's all about the whole supper club experience. Well, this guy from Lincoln Park created a supper club called Millie's named after his grandmother, who would bring him to the North Woods every year to vacation and then always bring him to a different supper club every year. Well, that stuck with him, and he created a Wisconsin supper club in the heart of Chicago.
Oh, that is really cool. Was it good? Was the food good?
I have to say, it was spectacular. We barely needed to chew the prime rib, and the brandy old-fashioned sweet was one of the best I've ever had.
Okay, yeah. There we go.
I'm stealing the bartender, Darren, and bringing him to Wisconsin.
You know, when you market Wisconsin, you also market for those of us who live here already, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, 50% of people in Wisconsin vacation in Wisconsin. So we have to do advertising here as well, just because, you know, they're waking up every day to see Michigan's commercial or Illinois or Minnesota. So we just want to remind them, you don't ever have to leave. Discover what's in your own backyard. Because I am amazed, and I bet you are too, at people who live their entire life here and barely scratch the surface with everything there is to do and see here.
Well, there's so much to do, and fall's a good time to do it. A lot of people come to Wisconsin in the fall, I suppose, for the color, but other things as well.
Oh, my gosh. Well, literally, we like to say Wisconsin owns fall. You know, the Midwest is a beautiful place any time of year, but in Wisconsin, because we have 16 million acres of forest, you know, that's basically 40% of our state covered in forest. And in the fall, at its peak, it looks like a painting. And so there are two places in the United States that really go up, exceed expectations in the fall. And you'll hear about them, you know, when you're watching the Weather Channel, and you'll see the New England area, and you'll see Wisconsin. And a lot of that has to do with our 15,000 lakes and our thousands of miles of rivers and streams. Our water here, you know, it creates, I can't even explain it, but it's like a tree that just exudes more color and a richer hue. And so Wisconsin is really the place in the fall.
You know, I like that fall color report, too.
Oh, thank you so much. For those who've never heard of the Fall Color Report, go to travelwisconsin.com. You'll see an icon that says Fall Color Report. This will become your go-to guide for fall in Wisconsin. We have a map. All 72 counties are listed. We have 100 reporters in those 72 counties who update this map weekly, and then as the colors start to change, daily. So, you know, if you're in Madison and you say, gosh, I'd really like to go to St. Germain, and but I don't want to miss the colors. I want to go when it's peak. You just click on Vilas County and St. Germain, you know, St. Germain, and it'll let you know it's at 25% peak right now, 50%. And it will give you the expected peak. And so you'll never miss it anymore. And so what's also nice is not only will it show you the percentage of color that it's turned, it will let you know what's going on that weekend, any events, any attractions. It will let you know about lodging opportunities, different restaurants. And you can even download a picture of yourself when you're there and share it with others at Travel Wisconsin.
Very, very cool. We have callers online. Eileen and Ladysmith has something for us, so let's go there. Hi, Eileen. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Well, hello. Hi. It's an exciting time in the fall in Ladysmith and in Rusk County. We have a fall festival here called Leaf It to Rusk, and you can come to Ladysmith and see the scarecrows on parade at the top of the bridge over the Flambeau River. You can go to the Blue Hills and take a ride up the ski lift and see the fall colors then. There are trail rides and good food, and the Rusk Area Arts Alliance has an activity that they call the Art Harvest for Kids, totally artsy kids event, and children can paint a pumpkin, decorate it. We have a musical instrumental petting zoo where we have a violinist coming. It's just a great time to come to Ladysmith.
And when is it?
It's September 24th and 25th.
The 24th and 25th. Well, that sounds like Eileen, thanks a lot for calling. I appreciate it very much. Sounds like a great time, doesn't it, Stephanie?
Well, you know what? And I'm so glad she called, because the Blue Hills of Rusk County are stunning. And the first time I was ever there is fall. And she mentioned the ski lift that you can go up. And there's a few places in the state that do this. but you literally go to the top of the mountain or the hill, and what a view you get. And I also like that she brought up the Rusk County Arts Alliance, because Ladysmith has some tremendous arts organizations, a few galleries that are outstanding, and like she mentioned with the festival. So that town has really evolved over the years. And along the Flambeau River, when you see the fall colors and they just sparkle and almost are mirrored in the water, it is stop in your tracks beautiful. Yeah. So I am so glad she called.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Yeah, thanks, Eileen. I appreciate your call.
I didn't even know she was still on the phone.
Well, I tell you what. It was great to hear from Eileen. We can hear from you, too, as you're joining in. Give a call. Maybe you've got an event, or maybe you've got a question about where to go or what to do, or an event you want to talk about. Call in at 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@WPR.org, or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. Love to hear from you. Greg on Facebook posted and said there are some really cool cycling and spectating opportunities in Wisconsin as well. We do a pretty good job in that area.
Oh, my gosh. And whether it's bicycling or motorcycling, we have both. You know, I think of right away, you know, the Great River Road. And now, was he talking about bicycling or motorcycling?
I think he was talking about bicycling, but it could be
okay.
Either one. We've got great bicycling trails.
Oh, my goodness. I think the Elroy Sparta Trail, our first rails-to-trails conversion in the United States, is at its most beautiful in the fall, because you are going through this farmland and marshland, and, you know, it's transformative. There are parts of the trail where you feel so remote that you almost don't remember where you are. And there is something about, like, a golden haze around the farmland where the sun hits it in the fall in just a little bit different way that, you know, you just never forget it. So we have an actual bicycle guide at the Department of Tourism that we will send you out free, because, you know, whether it's La Crosse and the Great River Road bicycle trail, you know, whether it's Elroy Sparta or the 400 or the Anapi Trail in Algoma to Door County, this guide, you will love this resource if you're into biking at all.
I've been on the Elroy Sparta, and actually many of the ones you mentioned, and they're all really just wonderful rides.
They are.
And you go through some small towns, and you stop, have a cup of coffee or whatever, a sandwich, as you go along, and it's fun.
Yeah, and you know, and if you don't want to bicycle it, you can hike a few miles of it as well. So just a great way to see an area that normally you would never have access to with these trails.
We have more callers online. Just a reminder, talking about having fun in Wisconsin this fall with Stephanie Klett, Secretary of our Wisconsin Department of Tourism. I'm Larry Mueller. Jill Nadeau, our on-air producer, here on the Ideas Network. Coming up at 11:45 today, we'll talk about how you can eat well on $4 a day with the author of the cookbook Good and Cheap. And it is a very good cookbook. I'm enjoying it. And I also and always enjoy talking with Stephanie Klett, Secretary of our Wisconsin Department of Tourism. Great to have her back to talk about fun things to do in Wisconsin in the fall. Again, you can join in 800-642-1234. Love to hear from you. And you know what? Rick in Milwaukee's got something for us. Let's go there. Hi, Rick.
Oh, hello there.
Hi.
Hi. This year, for the first time, my wife and I are going to go to the fall art tour in the Spring Green, Dodgeville, Mineral Point area. And we're looking forward to that. Now, we've been out there before when I was still working, Mineral Point and Spring Green, Baraboo, et cetera. But the main question I have, we've never been to the Frank Lloyd Wright buildings just south of the Wisconsin River in Spring Green, and I want to know a little bit more about that.
Beautiful.
You will love it. In fact, travelwisconsin.com, we have a whole section with the Frank Lloyd Wright building, so the A.D. German warehouse you're going to see. You'll see the whole list of it there. It's great. Some of them you can go in. Some are really just a drive-by or walk around. So if you go to our website, it will show you what you can do where. But in Spring Green, their visitor center was designed by Frank Lloyd Wright. That is just cool to hang out in that. And, of course, there's Taliesin, which is his home, and you must take that tour. His home is remarkable, and it's really there that you can experience the mission style that he became world-renowned for. So that would be the big one that I would recommend most, is that you take the time. And there's a cost involved in the tour of Taliesin. I can't remember what the ticket cost is, but it's remarkable. And it's, you know, with the whole valley in that area, you're talking about the Driftless region. And, you know, that's Highway 23 going through there. But the Fall Art Tour also goes to Baraboo. And I tell you, the Baraboo Bluffs and Parfrays Glen are a geological treasure, and in fall are marvelous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. And so what's your website again, Stephanie?
TravelWisconsin.com.
Yeah.
And if you can't find it easily, you'll see in the corner a little thing for search. So you just put in Frank Lloyd Wright Building, and it'll bring you right there.
All right. Thanks, Rick. Tammy in Menominee, your turn. Hi, Tammy.
Hi. How are you all doing today?
Wonderful.
Doing great.
Great, great. Well, I was just calling in to remind everyone of the Cran Festival in Stone Lake, which is it's under 20 miles south of Hayward. They have a really nice festival, a lot of food vendors, and there's crafts and antiques there. I think it's advertised over 300 vendors, and then they have a lot of neat kids stuff to do. They have, I think it's a soapbox or something where the little cars that they push down the hill.
Soapbox derby.
I love watching it.
Yeah.
When is the festival?
Oh, I'm sorry. It is October 1st. It's the first Saturday in October.
Oh. And you know what? Tammy, I'm so glad you brought that up because, you know, for a few weeks, there are a ton of cranberry festivals, but each one is very unique. So it kind of kicks off September 23rd through the 25th with, you know, the Warren's Cranberry Festival. And, you know, that's like the world's largest. But the following week then comes Stone Lake. And that gets a big crowd, but it's a whole different feel. But you'll see a lot of the cranberry vendors from Warren's in Stone Lake. And Stone Lake is Washburn County, I believe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it is gorgeous in the fall. And not too far away from Stone Lake, you're going to find the Hunt Hill Audubon Sanctuary in Sorona, which is another cool place for fall. And then the week after that is Eagle River's Cranberry Festival. And that's also a unique one, a lot of fun, a big event. But I think Stone Lake has got just a little more, even though it's big, a little more down-home feel.
Ah, thank you, Tammy. Appreciate the call. Yeah, I love those festivals, and I love cranberries, so it's not hard to get me to one of those festivals.
Me either. What's your favorite cranberry dish?
Well, you know what? One thing I like a lot, and I've said it on the program before, I make cranberry pancakes.
Have you
ever done that? Yeah, I buy the cranberries in the fall, and I throw them in the, you know, bags of them in the freezer, and then when I make pancakes, sometimes I'll take out a handful of the frozen ones and crush them a little bit, and you put some maple syrup on there and butter. You guys,
oh, that sounds great. That sounds awesome.
It's people really enjoy it. They really like it.
Now, have you ever taken a drive on the Cranberry Highway in Wisconsin Rapids in Wood County?
I have, and it's a beautiful drive, isn't it?
It is gorgeous. And it's unlike the other scenic drives in our state, and a lot of folks, I just was talking with some of my friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Convention Visitors Bureau, and they are getting calls from all over the country about that Cranberry Highway. It is a gorgeous drive because you can see the bogs, and it's a two-lane highway.
Yep.
They're right next to you. It's really neat.
Yeah. Kathleen in Montello has something for us. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Sure.
I want to tell you about the mobile app, which is also available on your PC, called the Marquette County John Muir Nature and History Route. It's Marquette County and the Wisconsin Friends of John Muir that have developed this. Marquette County, of course, is the boyhood home of John Muir, who's often called the father of our national parks. And you can visit 22 sites on this mobile app. You can do all of them in one day, or you can just do a couple. And you can look at, they all are either directly related to John Muir's boyhood in Marquette County, or it takes you to places, landscapes that the early settlers would have seen, like John Muir would have seen, takes you to northwest of the county where there was a huge passenger pigeon roosting. You learn about the passenger pigeons and the glacier, because that's a terminal moraine of the glacier. You can download, we made it really family friendly, and you can, on your PC before you go out, you can look at the whole thing, see where you're going. You can download a whole mess of children's activity sheets and take with you. Your kids can identify rocks that the glacier moved down here from Michigan and Canada at one site that are in a barn wall. There's just a ton of stuff to do. And you can reach that at muirboyhoodhome.toursphere.com. It's http://muirboyhoodhome.toursphere.com. And each site has a sign that has a QR code. So if your mobile phone has a QR reader, all you do is wave your phone over that QR code, and there is tons of information about that site and about geology and birding, a lot of birding sites. It's really, really an exciting mobile app.
Well, that sounds great, Stephanie.
You know what, Kathleen, I am so glad you called, because for me, Marquette County is one of those best-kept secrets, and especially in the fall. Like you mentioned, it is the boyhood home of John Muir, but, you know, with towns like Westfield and Montello and Oxford and Endeavor, it's small-town America, but there is so much to do. But if you're a bird nerd, Marquette County, and I am, is one of the best places to go. In fact, there's a guide there, Daryl Christensen, who is just a top bird guide in the country. But Marquette County is unspoiled. And so it's one of those places, when you go there and you take the time to travel to all the different communities, and they have some really neat festivals too, but you feel like you own it, that it's your special spot. It's not overcrowded. There's so much land in this county. So I'm really glad you called, Kathleen, because that's a great reminder of a wonderful fall destination.
And thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it very much. You know, Kay in Black River Falls called to say she'd love to see a listing of dog parks and dog events on the tourism site.
You know, we have a commercial that's all about being dog friendly. So you're going to see a little paw print by things that are dog friendly. And we have some top 10 lists, like top 10 places, you know, parks and that you can bring your dog. So, Kay, just know that we are constantly evolving that. We started this past year, but we've made it a priority because, you know, dogs really are part of the family. I'm a dog owner. I'm insane over my dog, Scruffy. and so we have embarked on that, and it is growing by the month.
So that's at travelwisconsin.com site.
Yes. Yeah, and we do a lot of dog features and even a blog on from a dog's point of view.
Let's go to Neil and Slinger next. Hi, Neil. Thanks for calling.
Hi. I'd like to let folks know that the Richfield Historical Society is having their annual threshery, which includes Myers Mill House, the owner of the mill, plus a four-story grist mill, and it's all original equipment in there. There'll be horse-drawn equipment, blacksmithing demonstrations, a flea market, and a pie contest where I overdose on good pies. And all sorts of other fun things. And there's also some antique autos and other silly stuff. And it's this Saturday, and is the main day, and Sunday it will also be.
Beyond.
So.
There we go. Thanks, Neil. And Stephanie, did you know about that one?
I sure do. And Neil, I'm glad you called in because I had the opportunity to film Richfield many years ago, and that grist mill is stunning. And the renovations that they have done are great, and it's surrounded by parkland. And I have to say, too, if you love that mill, I also invite you to my hometown, Beloit, to Beckman Mill, which is, you know, an old restored grist mill. It's still working, and we have a fish ladder and this beautiful pond. But I think the mill in Richfield and Beckman Mill, those are the two best grist mills in the state of Wisconsin, hands down.
There we go. Thank you so much. Ann in Kenosha, it's your turn. Hi, Ann.
Hi.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
I wanted to make sure everybody knows about the Kenosha Festival of Cartooning that's happening in Kenosha this weekend. I think it's on the the Wisconsin website. It's on a lot of the travel things for the state. I know it's in the AAA Living right now. And we're bringing six internationally recognized cartoonists to Kenosha. There's two gallery shows, and the speakers do presentations, and people get to meet the artists and hang out with them, and everything is free.
Okay, that is fantastic. It's about cartooning.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Is this the first time of the event, or has this been going on for a while?
This is the sixth year in a row.
I am not familiar with this one, and this is going on my list.
Oh, good. So,
I'm so glad you called in.
We actually, this year, we have two shows. One show at the Kenosha Public Museum is art by women cartoonists from the last 100 years. Many of those women had to use male pseudonyms or they wouldn't get any work. So that's a pretty interesting show. And then there's another show at the University of Wisconsin Parkside that's all about editorial cartoons and the current election. And there'll be
that would be great.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
We have 9 Pulitzer Prize winners in that show, and one of them is speaking. We have Ann Talmadge, who's one of only 2 women to ever win the Pulitzer for cartooning.
Oh.
She'll be in Kenosha this weekend.
How cool is that? I have been traveling for 25 years straight, 200 to 300 days a year, but there is always something you don't know. And that event sounds amazing. I was not aware of it.
I was not aware of it as well, and I kind of pride myself on knowing what's going on, but I'm constantly surprised, to be perfectly honest, and that sounds really interesting and a lot of fun. Thank you again, Ann.
Thank you, Ann.
You can join in, too. Number to call, 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page, at the Larry Mueller Show. Have you? Mary Ann posted that she likes to go to the Bayfield Apple Fest.
You know, she has awesome taste. And Bayfield Apple Festival this year is October 7th through the 9th. And readers of USA Today named the Bayfield Apple Festival one of the top food festivals in the nation. And what I love is there's a couple highlights for me. One, they have that grand mass, the grand parade on Sunday, and they get between 400 and 500 people for this mass band in the parade that dress in red and white and play On Wisconsin as they march down that steep hill in Bayfield towards Lake Superior, and you literally the hair on your arms will be standing up.
Yeah.
And then it's everything apple. You know, take a tour of the apple orchards or enjoy an apple brat, apple wine, apple beer, caramel apple, you know, apple jam, you name it, they have it if it's apple related.
You know, you mentioned beer, and isn't there a list of beer gardens, which must be growing by leaps and bounds here in the state?
Yes,
with all the new breweries.
And a lot of people like beer gardens, too, because you can, you know, get outside. And I particularly like them in the fall. It's not quite as hot. And so we do. We have a list of the beer gardens that you'll find. And we actually just did a special with the top beer gardens of Milwaukee. So you'll find that on Travel Wisconsin. But, Larry, if I were calling into you right now, so I'm pretending I'm a caller.
Okay.
Caller Stephanie from Beloit. Larry, I have to tell you, this weekend, you've got to be at Green County Cheese Days.
Oh.
It is the 101st Cheese Days event. It's the oldest food festival in the Midwest, and it honors cheese making and dairy farming and the Swiss and German traditions that are really rooted in the area of Monroe and Green County. But this is my final bow as the Limburger Queen. Yes, I really am the Green County Cheese Days Limburger Queen. So at Sunday's parade, I have a Limburger float, And my team from Travel Wisconsin is going to be on that float with me. And I have 9 brothers, but a couple of them are also going to join in the fun. And we're going to be passing out Limburger, you know, mementos. And that's going to be my float. It's my swan song.
You have been the queen of so many things.
Well, you know what? It actually, this is true, Larry. It started with the Limburger Queen because we did it. The gal who runs Cheese Days, Noreen Rickard, did it as a joke because I love Limburger. And for years, I tell her, you need to have a Limburger pageant. You need to have a Limburger pageant. So a couple years back, because it was their 100th, they had a big media day. And I spoke at it. And when I was done, she goes back up and calls me back up and crowns me as a Limburger Queen. Well, we did it for a joke, but it got a life of its own. And next thing, I was in the Chicago Tribune in my Limburger tiara. We made the New York Times, and they got over $1 million of free press because of the Limburger Queen. So then all these other places said, well, we want free press. So they started crowning me Musky Queen, and I was the Mercer Loon Queen. I got to get a life.
Oh, Jill was pointing that out to me, and I said, how did she get to be queen of all these things? Well, that's a great story.
Yeah, well, and these communities are smart. They're like, hey, we want to get free press. But now it's like, yeah, sorry, I think the Limburger got it all.
Tom in Minocqua has a question for you. Hi, Tom. Thanks for calling.
Good morning. Good morning. I hate to be the Debbie Downer here, but I guess one of the things that's concerned me increasingly is the ability of people of lower income, less means to enjoy the state and take advantage of the things that others of us kind of take for granted. This especially came home to me when we increased the rates for our state parks, which are just one of our great treasures. And now we have to, you know, the people who are penalized the most are the people who have the least. And so it restricts their ability to enjoy these places. And I really fear for other aspects of our state parks as well, which, of course, is a major tourism draw. And I fear if we allow things to evolve, it seems they may be jeopardized.
Well, I sure appreciate your opinion. And one of the things about Wisconsin is that in the Midwest, our state is ranked number one for affordability. And I have my state park sticker, and I'm trying to think what the cost was for the year. Was it $25, $30? And that's every state park, unlimited access. So it still really is quite a great deal. And I believe, and I know the numbers will be coming out soon, that they did have their best year ever. But there's always that fine line, and this is really, a DNR thing. But they've got to be able to be funded. And so there is a cost to have those park rangers there and the naturalists there. And so, you know, I definitely hear what you're saying, but I still think they're a pretty incredible deal.
Tom, thanks again for calling. Appreciate your call. Jerry in Ocano Falls has something for us. Let's go there. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
Hey, Larry and Limburger Queen here. Are you aged, by the way?
Are you aged, Limburger?
Yeah, I love aged Limburger, but anyhow,
listen, I'm
brother-in-law,
and oftentimes smelly, so.
My brother-in-law and I get away from our wives with their sisters every year, and we take our motorcycles down around Prairie du Chien or Platteville and stay for 2 or 3 nights and just cruise the county roads and the secondary roads. Once you get off the river road, anywhere from Prairie du Chien to, say, La Crosse and even farther north, a mile or two, it's just gorgeous.
You are so right. And, you know, that Great River Road is awesome, but any road that you take off of the Great River Road is gorgeous. And they're usually windy, they're hilly, it's the driftless region of Wisconsin, it's unspoiled, it's got small town charm, it's a lot of farm areas. Yeah, you have very good taste.
Thanks, Jerry. Jeannie in Mayville, your turn. Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi. I'm a little surprised. The gentleman just talked about an area that my husband and I love dearly, and that's the Trempealeau or the Great River Road. But something that we've found over there, and I don't know, I haven't seen it advertised more or publicized more, but it's in Arcadia. There's a war memorial in Arcadia.
Awesome. Yes.
It's incredible.
With all the flags.
We take friends there. It's like being in New York or Washington, D.C. or something. It's an incredible war memorial.
I'm so glad you brought it up. And it is. It is the first time I was ever in Arcadia. You know, you're going to see it when you're there. I pulled the car over and just started walking. Again, it's I love when our state surprises you, and whether that's with natural beauty or something like this, which really is a war tribute, and it's got all of these flags, and there's something sacred about it. There is a feel to this memorial that will stay with you. And I'm really glad you brought that up, because it's not what we think of so much for, like, hey, just, you know, fall colors, but for a fall getaway that will leave an impression on you and leave you feeling something very powerful. That is a great recommendation.
And thanks for bringing it up, Jeannie. I really appreciate it. It is wonderful. It's beautiful. Sue in Jefferson, your turn. Hi, Sue.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm just calling to let you know about our Gemütlichkeit Festival. It's a German festival, like Oktoberfest. And it goes on for this weekend, and we have lots of activities and a big parade on Sunday at noon, and it's all at the fairgrounds. And we have German bands, we have German food, and many, many contests. Right now, they're looking for Mickey in the town. It's a little German doll like Mickey Mouse, and you win a prize for it, and we look all week for it. And it's a wonderful family community activity.
Oh, and it's this weekend.
This weekend, yes. It runs from Friday all the way to Sunday with the big parade.
Now, do they still do the car show with it?
Yes, the car show is still going on, and they have a lot of other different, a food contest, they have a beer making contest, an arts and crafts fair, and it's going on all weekend from Friday until Sunday.
Oh.
Yeah, that is a great event. I got to film it again many, many years ago. But it's the first time I learned how to say Gemütlichkeit. Am I saying it right?
Yeah, Gemütlichkeit. And yeah, and they have a website. It's gdays.com, and you can get all the information for everything. We're in the midst. Our family builds a float every year, and we're in the midst of building that float right now. Awesome.
It sounds absolutely wonderful. I really appreciate it. And so many of these events that we talked about today are on the Travel Wisconsin website. And Stephanie, you know, when you're on the show, I often think of Rod Crunan, rest his soul. Ron, when he was the commissioner of railroads, he was one of the most enthusiastic and knowledgeable guests. He knew everything about railroads. You seem to know pretty much everything about the tourism places to go in the state, and you have a lot of enthusiasm. I really enjoyed having you with us once again today. I look forward to our next visit.
Oh, thanks so much, Larry. Happy fall.
Yeah, happy fall to you as well. Stephanie Klett, Secretary Klett, is the secretary of our Wisconsin Department of Tourism, and she always brings a lot of energy. And it's always just a great pleasure for me to talk with her and get everybody excited about what's going on here. Well, coming up next, we're going to be talking with the author of a new book out, relatively new. It's called Eat Well on $4 a Day, Good and Cheap, Leanne Brown. And this is a really wonderful cookbook. And she's got a great idea about cooking on the cheap. Coming up next on the Ideas Network.